Welcome back to Mr. Jeffrey On's World History Podcast. This is episode 7, and today we will be discussing the first of the classical empires, Persia. Of course, I need to thank my TA Dulcie for putting this episode together. If you would like to submit a question for the podcast, you may do so by calling the Google Voice number 321-804-APWH. That's 321-804-2794. The cool thing about that is your message will be heard on the show for the world to hear. The other way to submit questions is by email, and the email for the show is mrjeffreyon@gmail.com. Be sure to include your first name along with your question, and we will take care of the rest. In the 6th century BCE, warrior nomads from Central Asia established the Persian Empire in present-day Iran. The rise of the Achaemenid dynasty marked the first classical empire. With the help of the founder of this empire, Cyrus the Great, along with future leaders of the empire, including Cambyses, Darius, and Xerxes, Persia became the largest, most stable, most tolerant, and one of the most influential empires of the classical world. The Persian Empire would have political, social, and religious influences even after its end. First, an overview. The Persian Empire consisted of 4 major dynasties: the Achaemenids, the Seleucids, the Parthians, and the Sassanids. Expansion of the Persian Empire began with Cyrus, the founder of the Achaemenid dynasty. Under Cyrus, the areas of Lydia, Media, Bactria, and Babylonia became part of the Persian Empire. Later, Cambyses would capture Egypt, and Darius would expand the empire to northern India and into Thrace and Macedonia. This period of expansion ended with the Persian Wars. The fall of the Achaemenid dynasty came with the invasion of Alexander of Macedon. However, Alexander died before being able to rule the kingdom. Thus, the rule of the empire went to one of his generals, Seleucus. This marked the beginning of the Seleucid dynasty. However, by the time of the rise of the Seleucid state, Iran had been lost to the Parthians. The Parthians were later conquered by the Sassanids, who claimed to be the true heirs of the Achaemenids. In 224 CE, the Sassanid Empire would be brought to an end by Arabic warriors. Under the Achaemenids, a successful form of administration was put into effect. They instituted a system of satrapies, which were Persian governors, along with the local officials, and a system of spies. These spies, sometimes referred to as the eyes and ears of the king, were used to minimize the chances for a revolution within the empire. The Achaemenids also created a standardized currency, taxes to replace the irregular tribute system, the royal road and other transportation networks to accommodate the large size of the empire, and public works projects such as the Qanat irrigation system. Ultimately, these changes were a large part of the reason Persia was such a large and successful empire. Persian society, since it originated from a nomadic society, placed an emphasis on family and clan relationships. The early steppe traditions of the Persians had class distinctions between warriors, priests, and peasants. However, with the increasing size of the empire, a bureaucratic class was added. This class consisted of tax collectors, record keepers, and translators. With these new class distinctions, a complex society began to form. The educated bureaucrats held the same influence that the warrior class held, while the bulk of society was composed of free classes composed of merchants, artisans, craftsmen, and civil servants. A slave class that included war prisoners, debtors, and spouses, and children sold into slavery was also created. These slaves were mainly used for domestic work, with a few participating in agricultural or public works labor. The social stratification that occurred in Persia is similar to the stratification that would take place in China, India, and the Mediterranean basin. Due to the extensive size of the Persian Empire, Persia became a channel for trade and ideas from the Mediterranean, Mesopotamia, and India. The connectivity among these areas brought about the rise and spread of Zoroastrianism, a religion which would later influence major religions including Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. Zoroastrianism was created through the teachings of Zarathustra. The hymns of Zarathustra were preserved in the Gathas. The teachings were preserved in writing by Magi, while a compilation of the Holy Scriptures was preserved in the Avesta. Zoroastrianism became the first monotheistic religion, other than Judaism if we want to argue, and taught that Ahura Mazda was the supreme deity. However, it acknowledged six lesser deities. Zoroastrianism also taught of cosmic dualism, the fight between the good, Ahura Mazda, and the evil,
Angra-Manyu.
Much like Christianity, Zoroastrianism teaches about a heavenly paradise as a reward and hell as a punishment for their participation in the cosmic battle between good and evil. Zoroastrianism viewed the material world as a blessing from Ahura Mazda and taught that good words, good thoughts, and good deeds were the moral formula for salvation. Zoroastrianism was most popular in Iran. However, it obtained followings in Mesopotamia, Anatolia, which is present-day Turkey, Egypt, and various other areas within the Persian Empire. It gained popularity among Persian aristocrats and the ruling elite, including Darius, who allowed it to spread throughout his empire. Zoroastrianism was officially sponsored during the Sassanid Empire. However, it faced difficulties prior to that during Alexander's invasion and afterwards during the Islamic invasion of the Sassanid Empire. Despite these difficulties, Zoroastrianism became one of the most influential early religions, influencing aspects once again of Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. Even today, Zoroastrianism continues to have followers within Iran. Due to their tolerance of the spread of various religions, including Zoroastrianism, Buddhism, Manichaeism, and Judaism, the creation of infrastructure like the road systems and the Knaat, and the creation of an innovative administration system, the Persian Empire became one of the largest and most influential empires of the classical period. That's all for this episode. We will have the next episode up in actually a few days. We're kind of increasing the rate in which we are getting these episodes out to you. Episode 8 will be in about 3 days with that. Again, if there's any questions at all, please call the Google Voice number 321-804-APWH or email mrjeffreyon.com. And again, I need to thank Dulcie for putting this episode together. Until next time, this has been Mr. Jeffreyon's World History Podcast.